Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Well, it's the perfect day to be joining you because a big A1 story in the paper today, and it has to do with what? Espionage at GE?
Yeah, this is sort of this high crimes federal case involving a former GE engineer down at GE Power and Water in Schenectady. He was arrested last summer on some economic espionage charges, and yesterday the feds unveiled an indictment, and the case is pretty dramatic and a little bit unnerving. So what the prosecutors in this case say, it's nothing short of a state-sponsored theft involving China. So the story here is that a former native of China who was working at GE as an engineer, he is accused of taking a whole bunch of trade secrets involving GE's turbine technology, both for the water and power division. And he's accused of taking this information and hiding this data in this innocuous-looking digital pictures on his computer, encrypted in there. And he's accused of stealing something like 20,000 digital files in these pictures, putting them on a thumb drive and then taking them out of work with him and taking them home where he lived in Niskayuna, and then transferring this information to a business associate in China who still lives in China. And the two of them are accused by the federal government of working very closely with the Chinese government to help develop technologies with this information from GE to try to compete in this very lucrative turbine business that's a worldwide business. It's not just selling the turbines. There's a huge aftermarket business of selling parts and maintaining and troubleshooting these systems. So the two of these guys are accused of coordinating with the government officials with various research agreements and then also taking this technology and developing it in factories and producing it, and then competing on the worldwide market. And the federal prosecutor in the case said yesterday, he described it as a textbook example of the Chinese government, the strategy that they have to come in and rip off American companies of their intellectual properties, then to replicate the product or the technology in Chinese factories, and then to establish themselves in China, and then ultimately in the worldwide market. The indictment, it was even more dramatic and damaging than we originally thought on this gentleman. So far, we did not hear yesterday from the lawyer representing him. At the time of his arrest last year, the lawyer said that the charges are just not accurate, that this is at most would be something best handled as a civil patent infringement case, but not a criminal charge. But we did not hear from him yesterday. So this is pretty dramatic charges, and we're going to watch the case go forward.
Meanwhile, Miles, at the same time, we're talking about this potential espionage story. We're looking at the union rallying outside GE as the contract talks near.
Yeah, so once a year, the union workers with the IUE gather to rally outside just to sort of raise the public awareness that they're present and they're always wary of their contract. This year, their four-year contract expires, and so in June, the local rep will be out in Cincinnati to negotiate a contract. And the stakes are as high as ever, really, with the company, as we've reported and a lot of media reported in the past year or so, has really just really had some major troubles. They've been on an aggressive cost and job-cutting campaign. They've been closing offices. So the big concern is what's it going to mean for GE workers in Schenectady, which is mostly the power and water. And the power and water division is one area that has been greatly troubled. This unit, it used to be headquartered in Schenectady, no longer even has a headquarters, and they're still looking for ways for tightening up that business. So at yesterday's rally, it was probably one of the biggest rallies that we can remember, certainly in a couple of decades. And they were joined by not just the local IUE 301 members that work at GE, but some other union folks from around the region to showing some solidarity. They also had a pretty high-profile individual there to rally the crowd. It's the gentleman who's the international president of IUE. So he's a guy who represents 45,000 union members across the country. He came to town. We don't remember the last time something like that happened. But to talk about how important this contract negotiation is, just in the latest round of GE cuts down in Schenectady, we gather through various bits of information that they've cut at least about 400 jobs of these local 301 jobs, and these are some of the best jobs around. So the union says they've been tried to be really cooperative and working with the company over the last 10 plus years. to find ways to be more efficient, but they're certainly going into these negotiations really hoping to preserve jobs, and they don't want to have to be the ones, you know, making all the sacrifice just to help GE.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, he joins us on Wednesdays. For more, head to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Miles, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Take care, David.